Welcome back to week 8 of Loud and Obnoxious with your hosts and our first guest ever to the podcast. We got Pierce as always. Pierce, how are you tonight, buddy?
Hey, man. What's going on, Skip? Safe and sound over here.
That's what I like to hear. I'm glad to hear it. Thoughts and prayers.
Marking myself safe on Facebook right now since I didn't do it the other day.
Good deal. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing that. Phil, how are we down in New Orleans?
Doing great. Pretty good.
All right. And then we have our first guest ever, a college football athlete, member of the 2004 undefeated Auburn team. Ooh. I know him as Spartacus, and I'll introduce him as Spartacus. How are we tonight, dude?
Awesome, man. Thank y'all for having me. I'm pumped to be with Phil so he's not sleeping, laying down doing his mic. So,
oh, God, laying in his bed like the ultimate lunch.
We've got him in-house tonight.
He is in-house with us. Phil was able to obtain our first guest. Shout out, Phil. I don't know where you got this interviewing ability from. I'm sure you're not born with it. So that's pretty cool. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll go through your pedigree here in a little while.
For all the Auburn fans out there, his name is Patrick Martin, Patrick Sparky Martin.
Yeah, but first off, can I give a shout-out to this podcast? Because I've been tuning in every week, and who isn't listening to this podcast? Like, I'm in my car, wherever I am, this is the fucking shit. This is the only way I get my sports. I have two babies now, I got no time for anything. But Kip is the fucking glue. He's got Pierce is bashing Phil. Phil's sleeping. Sometimes he gets lively. But, like, when is the TV deal coming out? Like, we need to see this fucking happen. Like, this is the greatest shit ever.
Well,
greatest show ever.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And as he said it, he's addressing the listeners. For those that are tuning in, please don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review us. 1-star, 5-star, we don't give a damn. And I know that
Hold on.
Pierce will totally fight with you. Pierce will fight with you, and he'll read your reviews online. So
I fucking dare somebody to give us a 1-star rating, and I find out who it is. I fucking dare you. Please don't do it, though. Give us 5. Just do it. It's easy. It's a click of a button. Come on, guys.
Believe it or not, I've done a lot of things to try to promote this and get people to like that. I did not ask Sparky to even do that. That was very nice of him.
Huge thank you to our...
I am blushing a little bit. I'm flattered. Thank you, Spartacus. Well, let's get into it. Enough of the old cock rub. Per usual, we're going to start off the episode with some quick hits, knock through a couple smaller topics, and then go right into everyone's favorite segments, picking on the teams that lost all week. Kip in particular was a pretty bad weekend, but I think all three of us had a bad Saturday.
God, did we ever.
Yep. So we'll cross all those bridges, and then we'll kind of look forward to next week, as well as kind of let's touch about baseball, and we'll talk the end of the President's Cup, and then hockey season will be starting up by the time this episode ends on your, I guess, phones. So we'll kind of touch on
the hobo right now. That you, Skip?
You know, I'm out here at the cabin, so you may be able to hear the trains, but, it's the price I pay for living away from all the people in the cut, so I'll take it.
It's that 6:45, or shit, 7 o'clock there. It's that train to Colorado Springs for you local listeners.
And for those that don't know, here's a real bright crayon, so we can just get right into it. First topic of the evening, baseball playoffs are starting as I speak. Yankees are up 4-3, but we'll let Phil lead this off. He's the only one that made it.
It's tied at 4, actually, as we're speaking.
What a game.
I'm not going to update play-by-play, but Yankees got runners in scoring position. But
all right.
Okay, but we are going to need an update when anything, good happens, because I'm not looking at it.
It's going better than I thought it would after the first half of the inning.
All right, Phil, give us the rest of your playoff predictions. I don't want to hear any more about the game.
Well, honestly, you asked me a month ago about the Yankees. I would say no chance, but they are fucking red hot. They can do it, but it's likely going to be the Indians.
All right.
Who's writing off the Astros?
I mean, how are we going to write off the Astros? I think the last time we even mentioned baseball was when they brought on Verlander. But you are our AL guy. You should know better than us, since you're the only one in the playoffs. So you got to have that one. But
I did see he's 5-0 and like got a 1 ERA since he's been to Houston.
Ugh, just dealing, dude. Just dealing. Carrera's healthy now. That lineup's scary. I still got the Astros, but you didn't ask me.
Yeah, well, I was getting to you next. I got to make sure that Phil gets some time in because he'll steal it from him like an asshole.
Yeah, I was just being a prick, Skip.
So, Pierce, you said you got the Astros and the AL. I kind of that.
I'm still with that. I think the Indians are good, too. I mean, the Yankees have been hot, but that rotation's suspect. I mean, their ace just fell apart in the first inning tonight. If that continues, like, it's not going to go well against the Indians for them, so... yeah, I kind of see that happening. I think the, like I said, the Diamondbacks, the home team wins the NL, I think.
All right. Still, so you were talking about the wild card game, so
the wild card game.
Well, what do we think is going to happen in the NL? By the time this happens, we'll have divisional series have started. So, who we have in the NLCS and who you got in the World Series?
I'm sticking to what my thing from earlier. I got Nationals, Dodgers. Okay. Astros, Indians, and then let's go Astros and Nationals.
All right.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Dodgers lost this first-round series to fucking Arizona. I mean, they're in the same division. They play them well. Dodgers have not been playing well down the stretch. So if they lose, they always blow it. So that's I wouldn't be surprised if the Dodgers aren't there. So I'm going to take the Nats in the series just in case I'm wrong about the Dodgers.
All right, that's safe play. Phil, are you going to put the Yankees all the way there, or do you think the Indians are going to take it? And then who you got in the NL as well?
I'm going to have to go with my mind on this one and say the Indians are going to take it. But in the NL, pardon my ignorance, I really am an AL guy only. I don't even know the matchups right now.
That's fine.
Oh, that's fine. Everyone knows you as the unprepared guy. So
and now you're adding ignorant to it. So we're just going to make up a nice little adjective list for you.
Those are one and the same. Unprepared. Like, he just didn't bother looking. Like, the information's available. He just chose to not even, like, Google it, which is the simplest thing to do. Hey, real quick, aside.
Tell me, and I can give you my opinion.
Hey, can you give me like 3 seconds here? I need to ask Sparky a question directly. Sparky, do you remember a number at Auburn that you could call and they would answer any question? Like you could call and say, "What's the population of Tokyo?" and they would tell you.
That was the FOI number. It was like the FOI Student Union, and like
yes,
it was like they said FOI is 844 like 3444 or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right. All my friends had it in their phone, and we used to call them all the fucking time.
It started getting ridiculous. I don't know if they still do it, but like we're like, and they legitimately somebody sits behind the lines and has to answer your question. So like, okay, I got a hot one for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So yeah, you try to stump them after a while.
Phil, I guess we'll get cut. That's fantastic. I like that sidebar you had right there.
I was going to forget about that if I waited. So.
No, well, I'm glad you gave Phil time to do some research on the episode this week and maybe look at the notes of things we're going to talk about.
Hey, I think Sparky's trying to add something.
A follow-up on what Pierce is saying. Like, you would call and you'd ask these people, like, Jordan-Hare Stadium fits, what, 80? They're like, 87,000, whatever. Okay. So how many dildos could you fit in the stadium? The stadium is this many cubic feet. An average dildo is 6 inches. And then they do the math and be like, I don't know, 10 million dildos.
They have to answer. Was it like was it a class or something?
It was just somebody, I don't know, these poor bastards that like got sitting, they probably got paid nothing behind a phone and like they had to answer these questions. Like, I know their algorithms of how they're looking it up, but like they'd have to answer all your questions. First you go,
that's fantastic.
What's the weather like? Yeah. But two part question, how many dildos are we fitting in there?
I don't know, call Auburn. That's we would just yell that. It was great. Anyway, so whatever. Anyway. With baseball, yeah, baseball's cool. They're taking steroids and hitting dingers again. Woo!
So wait,
I kind of like baseball
I love it. I was not being negative. I love it. I'm just
speaking
saying
of that. Speaking of dingers, I'm taking the Rockies to win the NL. I'm taking them. I don't give a shit what you said. You said the Dodgers are cold. The Rockies just took a small series that was irrelevant to L.A.
Yeah,
but
that could
happen. I'm taking the Rockies on the road tomorrow, and I'm taking them to beat up on a Kershaw, Wood, whomever the third one's Yu Darvish. There would be nothing more I'd want to see.
So they got to beat, in order, Zach Greinke, Clayton Kershaw, Darvish. Well, you got to win two of those.
Alex Wood.
Then you got Wood, who's just been incredible all year. I mean, it's possible for sure. Like I said,
you don't
Dodgers
have to win all those in a row. You can lose game. You got to win game one.
It's five games, right? The first round.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So who did Phil pick? Who did Phil pick for the World Series, and who did you pick? I got Astros, Nationals. Let's just get this on the record.
I'm gonna take the Astros, Rockies.
I got Indians, Dodgers.
You're the worst. Phil. I love that you hooked that.
And
anchor.
He's gonna be the worst.
He hooked that anchor onto him.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I don't understand about Phil. Like, how is he such an incredible anchor when like he's trying to be an anchor, but like when he just makes picks regularly, he's not an anchor. Like, how does he just turn it on?
It only works against us. It only works against us.
So, I don't fucking bet on games. I've got the only winning record amongst us on LNO pick, yet I've not placed one bet.
Hold on. I have a winning record. I'm a game over 500, maybe even two. But you are beating me by like four games.
As of this week, though.
Just beat your chest. Yeah. Oh, you're going to stay over 500 all year? Okay.
Let's just make sure that he gets to the lock section before falling asleep or forgetting who his pick is.
Or even like remembering to make picks one week. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a week soon where he just is like, oh, what do you mean make picks? And we just post them.
I did barely get him in last.
We'll kind of move on.
Stop picking on Phil already. Next topic I had.
There was a fan that said in the comments that picking on Phil was their favorite segment. So I was just trying to appease the listeners a little bit. It's cool.
There you go. Cool. There we go. Well, then we'll continue. I guess we got to give the listeners what they
want. They like an agitated topic. Phil. Anyway, sorry, Skip.
The next topic of the evening was let's talk quick golf. President's Cup was a blowout, and now they're 10-1-1 in President's Cup. Why do we continue to do this?
Wait, really? So what's the difference between the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup? The President's Cup is from all over the world?
So, yeah, it's everyone sans Europe. So it's the Americans versus the international players everywhere except for Europe. And then the next year,
Europe's
it's every
not
other
even
year.
Involved.
Not in this one. So guys like Rory and fucking Poulter, all those other guys are not in.
I flipped it on the other day, and it was 13.5 to 1.5. I was like, why the fuck would I watch any of this?
Yeah, it wasn't.
I watched Thursday. I watched the very first opening round, and the U.S. was kicking the shit. JT and Ricky played together. Holy fuck, y'all. Talk about a combination.
Was our boy Hideki Matsui in it? I know that's not really his name, but.
Matsuyama?
Yeah,
he
played. I don't know how well they did. I mean, like Pierce said,
obviously not well. Yeah,
they didn't score a lot of points until Sunday in the singles match. But again, like I don't even know why we continue to do this. It's not entertaining for anyone that's watching, and
it's not competitive golf. Yeah,
I'm a Ryder Cup.
You don't even get to hate the Euros during that. So, like, you're really
That's a year-round job, Pierce. I do that no matter what season.
Yeah, but what did they do? They played the European Masters or the British Masters this week? I bet you have no fucking clue who won that. Paul Dunn.
Rory by holing out on 18.
Is
actually really cool.
Is he from Britain?
Maybe British, maybe Irish. I'm not sure. What's it called? But yeah, so it's not as fun. It's not even a fun topic to talk about because it wasn't really fun to watch. Just wanted to bring it up. Shout out to the Americans. I like to give shout outs. So I wanted to give the guys one. Tiger Woods brought a new little piece of ass, and she was not that attractive, but that's just compared to his usual blonde, busty girl that he has on his shoulder.
He just got her wherever he ate breakfast, Skip.
I think he literally did get her from his restaurant.
You want to come with me? Like, you want to come? I mean, I got to go to this thing. You're kind of busted, but it's cool. I'm Tiger.
Is he just a spectator? Is he like a captain or whatever?
He was an assistant coach, yeah. We had a couple guys that were there just for shits and gigs. I think Ben Crane and Smiley Kaufman were on the course. But Tiger and Freddie couples were, or Boom Boom, were the assistant captains. So.
Okay. I like that they still include Tiger to make him feel important. Did he retire for good? Somebody told me the other day that he was done.
No,
is that true?
It's not official, but he said that, yeah, there's definitely a chance I couldn't play again, but he didn't make it sound like that was his intention. But at the same time, he's coming off back surgery. He said he's hitting 60-yard shots, and that's about as far as he's gone. So, I mean, he's still not out of the woods by any means. Oh, pun. Look at that. But I like to see him win at least one more major so I can tell all you fuckers to suck it when he wins it.
Yeah, bring it, Skip.
Quick, I just have something to interject. Like, first of all, I love your fanboy of Tiger Woods. And, like, as somebody that hears sports here and there and, like, all this, you hear that, I like the nitty-gritty. I want to talk about Lindsey Vonn's busted puss. How bad can it bad be? But, like, is it not that bad? Is it beef curtains? Is it mud flaps? Like, I'm sorry, Mom, and whoever's listening, but, like, you know, I'm a lewd person. Like,
hard-hitting. Investigating. That is hard-hitting. But if they do want to see or talk about that, they can go to the website. It's up there and loaded. We'll leave that. It's a little bit out. I feel like I've touched on it a couple of times. I use that word loosely. So I won't kind of harp on it too much. But, yeah, we'll try to get down and lewd for you here, Spartacus. I want to hear some lewd stories from your playing days as well, but we'll kind of wait till we get to college football for that. But we'll cross that bridge. So, well, the next thing, I guess, on the topic is, yeah, hockey season starts this week. And for those that follow Pierce online, they know he's been in attendance for all of Vegas's season.
Well, I skipped Sunday night.
All right. Well, how's the preseason out there? I got to take a break for a second.
It's pretty good, man. It's been well attended, actually. They're real good on the in-game entertainment. It's pretty happening environment. The volume's a little too loud. They need to crank up the treble like they're listening to Panic, you know, and turn that bass down a little bit. That's what my boy Nick Witt used to say. Gotta hit that treble when you're listening to Panic. But anyway, it's been fun, man. I've been having a good time.
Hockey,
it's cold in there.
Live hockey is, I mean, I'm not even a big fan of hockey, but live hockey is very fun to.
Yeah, I feel like you got to sit close, though. Like, if you're not in the first five rows, if you're sitting up in the second level, I could do that for basketball, but for hockey, like, you want to see them get slammed in front of you. You want to actually.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's taking me to a game or two out here. The Avalanche aren't usually relevant, minus one.
Hey, they played the other night and won. I think that was the game that went to overtime. That was the
Thursday game. We'll get real in depth with the Avalanche once they start winning some games, but I don't see it happening. They shit the bed last year, so tickets were cheap. So you'd be able to go sit lower level,
that's
like
good.
You're saying. It's night and day difference. Sitting close to the boards on hockey is better than sitting in any other live event. And I think playoff hockey is more fun to attend or go to or watch than all the other ones.
I don't know. Playoff baseball, like that game at Yankee Stadium right now looks fun as shit. It looks just like it did in the late 90s. Like, those motherfuckers are crazy.
No, speaking of playoff hockey and the Avs, I mean, I've been to an Avalanche Stanley Cup game, and that was as intense as it gets.
Game seven, Phil?
Phil's our knowledge guy.
Yeah, Phil's our resident hockey knowledge
guy. Did you go the year they had Ray Bourque when they won it? I mean, I know they were every time they went to the Stanley Cup, they won,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Would be Jersey.
There you go.
That's what I like about Phil. He's like, oh, you've been going to some preseason games? Well, one time I went to the Stanley Cup, so suck on that, buddy.
Yeah. He's like, let me one up the fuck out of you for picking on me.
Let me live a little bit, bro. God,
yeah. You just body bagged the shit out of Pierce.
maybe I deserve that. I don't know. But,
we were talking about the Avs. It wasn't anything to do with Pierce's
preseason. Yeah, I know we were talking
hockey.
I loved it.
I did too. I just
back, brother. Get it. Stick them in the dirt.
I was just pointing out that it happened. Yeah. I didn't want people to.
Yeah, take after my father when it comes to.
There we go.
I take after my father when it comes to fair weatherness. Like, yeah, back in those days, he had season tickets to the Avs. Has he been to an Avalanche game in the last 7 years? Probably not.
So you just inherited that. I just only give a fuck when my teams are good, kind of thing. I get it.
Well,
that's cool for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It works out because Phil's only worried about the years that they're winning. The teams that they suck, like, he just ignores it completely. So he's like a fan, you know, 5 out of 10 years. For LSU, it's going to be a minute before he can care again.
Well, speaking of LSU, let's kind of get into college football. Get Spartacus on the line here. I don't want to keep him waiting. I want to get more of his content. As everyone heard, he's a lewd, crude human being. So let's talk about last week's college football, and then we'll kind of dig into the weeds for this week's slate. Let's start with State Auburn. You're an Auburn guy. Did you watch the game this weekend? I know you got a whole family, so your life's not as fun as everybody else's.
I tuned in, and my Tigers, shout out to Pierce. I don't know why he's picking Auburn, but he is, and I fucking love it. Like,
well,
Well,
okay, so I did.
The first person to say, like, everyone that says war eagle, I'm not teaching my kid to say war eagle. It's out of hand. It's out of control. If you want to be a man, say, like, Takeo Spikes, war fucking eagle. Like, get into it.
Well, yeah, and I agree. The game was not pretty. And as a State fan that was high in – I wasn't too terribly high on the mountain, but I had climbed pretty high. I was full of Nick Fitzgerald, Heisman. I was looking at fun games and things of that nature. That is all diminished. I am no longer I'm a beaten dog. I'm back to reality. And 3-2s, I'm okay. I guess I'm okay with it. That win versus LSU didn't look very good now.
Yeah, not that impressive anymore.
Let's talk about that now. Let's talk about that. That's probably our biggest game of the weekend.
Troy's pretty good, though. You know,
LSU Troy, biggest game of the weekend, biggest upset, biggest embarrassment.
Yeah.
First of all,
So what happened? Why do y'all suck so bad? How much money are you going to pay to get Ogeron out of there?
I don't think he's going anywhere. I mean, yeah, we've got $12 million to pay him off, but it's just if anybody's got to go, it's Oliva. It's the athletic
that number one
clown. Yeah. He's just made bad hire after bad hire. He's run the fucking football program into the ground. I'm sorry. You know, I've talked a lot of shit about the man, but Les Miles should still be the head coach.
Yeah, that's hindsight, but yeah, you're probably right. Because, like, what Tom Herman was saying, like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. And then he's just like, fuck it, I'm hiring Orgeron. That's all we got. That's our only chance. We're doing it.
That's why Orgeron's got a $12 million buyout, because Oliva wanted to get him rid of him so bad, and Orgeron knew he was the only option. He's like, well, you want to get rid of Miles that bad? I want security. Give me a $12 million buyout. And the league's like, okay.
All right, yeah. So y'all would be paying three coaches because you're probably still paying less, huh? So you'd be paying – so you probably do got to wait another year, at least save yourself a little bit of cash. I know y'all got a – I know you got a live tiger and shit to feed and all that.
Hey, Sparky, why don't you tell me a little bit about this? You had Tuberville as a coach. Chizik was a coordinator. Who else was a coordinator on that team? I don't know who your offense coordinator was. How's the turnover go? How does that work out for you?
I don't know. I gotta interject. When I was watching Troy LSU, first of all, I'm a one off. Like, I was born and bred in New Orleans, like went to grammar school here. But like, everyone goes to LSU, my sister, my cousins, all my friends. It would have been 13th grade for me. So like, I'm like, I gotta get out and do something different. So I went to Auburn. I didn't even take a visit. I just went there. I was like, first thing I see there is, like, cows. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so fucked. Because agricultural, like, nothing against farms. Like, my dad's from Ireland, like, grew up on a farm, and, like, I fucking milked a cow when I was, like, six. And, like, you know, brings me back. So, like, I'm, like, a city boy, but I have country boy tendencies. And, dude, I did mudding with all those fucking clowns in Auburn and ate fucking, what's that dip, the long cut dip, Copenhagen? I fucking threw up on myself. Anyway, it's the point I'm trying to make was I was watching this game with LSU fans. The entire house is LSU fans, and I'm like, "Oh man, I'm really sorry. What's going on? This sucks." But losing a fucking Troy, get a clue. Like, that's very, very bad. And like,
yeah, that's
feels on suicide watch. And like, I'm glad he's alive.
No, not suicide watch. It's the Saints saved the weekend.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that in a minute, so that's not a big deal. But let's talk another loss of the weekend. My game was pretty embarrassing. We touched on that. I'm not going to harp on it. I'm not going to harp on yours either, Pierce, but I do want to get a breakdown. We all bet Bama. Whoa. Dude, they almost ran a mile on your program.
Yeah, what did I tell y'all? Like, it was not going to be good. It was not good. And, like, you're a fucking fool if you think this weekend's going to be any different with Auburn. I mean, they just beat State 49. How many points y'all score? Y'all scored three in back-to-back weeks?
I think, yeah, they had 42 or 40. It was 42-10, I believe, was the final. I started drinking heavily after roughly around halftime.
Well,
we couldn't get back
in it. Either way, we won't get within 30 of them either. It's just a dumpster fire right now. The worst case scenario has happened, like I said a couple weeks ago, after the Cal loss. We might lose seven in a row, and I think that's going to happen. We're well on our way.
Man, well,
it's bad. It's bad, but you know what? The thing is, the best thing about this is there's no chance in hell Matt Luke's keeping this job. And there was, if they were somewhat successful. You know, just as like a placeholder for another year, because there's going to be so many jobs open. But this team, they're terrible. And it's not his fault. They were going to be bad with Hugh Freeze. They were going to be this exact same team. So nothing really changed, but still, it's bad. Huh? It's really our fucking offensive coordinator. We have 20 plays that we run, y'all. 20 plays. This is Division I college football. You telling me Nick Saban doesn't know every one of those 20 plays?
Yeah, Les Miles had 15 plays in his playbook. So, welcome to my life.
Yeah, well,
Sparky,
that motherfucker.
Well, let's get our football correspondent in here, Sparky. What's a playbook supposed to look like?
More than 8 plays.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we got. It's 8 plays with like 4 options on each. So whatever 8 times 4 is, that's what we're working with. It's fucking pathetic. This guy Longo, he's not staying around. Longo, long gone, buddy. Sa, bye.
Oh, see what you did there. That was well played.
Yeah, I'm trying, Skip. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I'm glad nobody else in your program is. He was trying. He was just doing some other stuff, too. So it's okay.
He was trying. We were trying a little bit too hard. We were flying. You know, we had those wings on that were made out of wax, and we flew close to the sun, and we fell into the ocean.
God, classic Icarus. Well, there's a couple. I don't know if that's the right one, but it may have hit it.
No,
well,
that's it.
Okay, what's it called? So one
Yay,
game.
School.
There's two more games I want to harp on from this past week. One of which was your lock of the week. You called it before the season started. You called it when you picked Wazoo as your sleeper, and now they're looking really good, Pierce. And you made us some serious money on Friday.
Well, yeah, that was nice, wasn't it? The Pirate, man, that guy doesn't fuck around. Like, I don't know. USC's not what we thought they were at the beginning of the year. The Pac-12 is just, I think everybody's going to end up with 2 losses, and Stanford might be the best team out there. So it's changed a lot in my eyes since the season started.
Man, I don't know about Stanford per se, just because they blow out teams that, I mean, they should, but then the games they should be in, their offense looks bland as fuck. And I feel like David Shaw always has that, man, this is going to be the slowest Pac-12 game at 11 p.m. ever.
Oh, so all they got is that running back. He's really good. And
what did he rush for, over 300 yards?
Yeah, he's super fast. So if he gets around the edge, he's gone. Like, there's no catching him. But yeah, if somebody can run his ass down, that offense is kind of limited.
Yeah, you stack the box and make those white kids that are real smart try to catch the ball.
Yeah, but who's going to do that? Washington? I mean,
Washington had a couple boys drafted last year. They have the talent in there with Chris Peterson. And
they had a couple guys drafted, so they have talent this year. That's a good argument.
Well, I'm just saying, no, Chris Peterson's brought in talent.
Yeah, I know. Washington's good. I just don't respect them at all because they showed up.
I'm just tired of hearing about the Pac-12. I mean,
me
Oregon
too,
because
they're trash.
Oregon had its run. And they were kind of legit, but then they always blew it in the championship. And, like, but USC, top 5, top 10 every year. And they barely won every game this year. They haven't been convincing at all, yet they were in the top 5. And then they lose to Wazoo. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Wazoo, but I just...
Yeah, don't be talking shit about Mike Leach. I mean, that guy came back to win a game like this, baby. They're going wild.
All the credit in the world to Wazoo.
They're looking good. I mean, hell, they could slip through this thing. They got to play Washington.
Okay, so for the record, that Stanford team that we spoke of, that's the team that USC beat the brakes off of. So I'm not sure they've won every game as a squeaky one. I know that's how they beat California and Texas in overtime. But, I mean, they beat the brakes off of Stanford.
I mean, Washington State's got Stanford left in Washington. Oregon's a... You know, you got to get 2 Oregon.
And we all forget about Washington. I think Chris Peterson harped on it this week during his radio broadcast that people forget about them because they play so late at night. He's 100% fucking right.
Well, yeah.
I never turn it on Fox Sports 1 at 11:30 p.m. to catch the ending of that game. Well, I catch it on, like, game day recap.
Yeah, that's a good point. But also at the same time, like, you had your chance to show people you were decent last year against Bama, and you just got run over. It was just a complete mismatch. So, well, like,
did anybody think that Washington stood a chance?
But they scored like 3 points, and they barely crossed midfield. They look like shit. We put up 43 on those guys last year. At least score some points, man. Come on, if you're worth a shit, they obviously weren't worth a shit. Or maybe the stage was too big. I don't know.
No, they weren't. They weren't worth a shit.
Yeah,
I don't think the stage was too big for them. I just think that the players on the other team were. I mean, Bama and Clemson were elite, and they're leagues above everybody else.
And they still are, which is the thing.
I think Baker Mayfield is in that conversation, and I still kind of think Mason Rudolph, and then Penn State. But
Penn State's really good.
Yeah, they. I think Saquon Barkley is really good. We'll have to see about the rest of those guys. I think that was probably the last game for our weekend. Last week, we can talk.
I had that big over. That was my number three lock of the week. And, you know, this is what happens when you got a couple offenses that just run and fucking gun.
That 82-pointer?
Yeah, it missed by like seven. Okay. But there was like five drives that just stalled inside the 5-yard line. They kicked like 6 17-yard field goals. It was the most pathetic red zone offense I've ever seen in my life. That thing should have smashed, but it didn't. You know, should have, could have, would have. But, you know, we move on. Yeah. My lock of the week's there, 2-1. Not bad.
There you go.
I'm not giving three this week either. So
all right, that's fine. Well, let's get to the last game of the. We forgot about Butch trash talking. We do it every week, and we can't miss out on a week.
Okay.
Butch got his ass kicked. He's going to be out before Sumlin. You were wrong.
I was wrong.
Clay Travis seems to be semi right. I mean, they got their ass walloped.
Butch Jones is finished. Go ahead and tell me who you think Tennessee should hire. That was one of the worst performances I have ever seen. Maybe the worst performance I've ever seen from a Tennessee football team.
Weren't the Tennessee fans even fighting each other inside the stadium? It was so bad.
Yeah. Big old Rocky Top brawl. Some dude in goddamn overalls. You don't approach anyone in overalls in any social situation. That should just be a rule of thumb that you live by. Like, do not fuck with dudes in overalls. More than likely, their country is shit, and they're going to fuck you up. You're going to have a bad time.
You're going to have a bad time.
I agree. And they may have a wrench, but I guess if you're looking for a skull sparky or a dip or plug or whatever, you may be able to get one from a guy in overalls. So, yeah, Butch has got to be on his way out. That team is pretty much done.
Open that job up. Who wants it?
Yeah, so that game is done for the week. But let's talk about this coming week's football games. Phil, you're headed down. Do you have Florida at home, or are you at?
No, we're playing Florida 2 years in a row. Because
Joe Leva, I forgot that was just homecoming last year. That was really nice of y'all to play that down in Gainesville.
Yeah, no, we played. We played there 2 years in a row because
flipped it over. Yeah,
because of Joe Oliva.
Florida played
because of Mr. Joe Oliva being a fucking douchebag last year, playing hardball. Now we got to go there 2 years in a row, and we lost at home last year, so it's really working out well for us.
Well, look, I mean, it's going to be a rough couple years, but hey, I'm right there with you, and it looks like Kip's team's there too. So at least we're all in this together, this rebuilding phase.
I know, but I just used to love being such a fucking smug fan and being able to look down on y'all.
What did you do in the 90s?
Crush y'all whenever I wanted, and now...
Fuck you!
I'm just a peasant like y'all.
What did you do in the like 80s and 90s when LSU was just pathetic like they're going to be now? What did you do then?
Kind of just...
Just go back to doing that, cheering for the Yankees? I guess it's perfect timing for you. The Yankees are good again. You can just ignore it.
I mean, I cheered for the Tigers, but it wasn't like... No,
he cheers for other teams and leeches off on our success and brings us down.
Ole Miss is playing TCU in the Peach Bowl. I'm cheering for Ole Miss this week.
I mean,
47-3 in the third quarter.
Judge with the home run.
Phil brought us down.
Damn it,
Phil. Shot by Judge. Sorry.
What's the score?
7-4.
All right. The over has hit. Nice. Well, what's it called? So I think we kind of touched on most. We spoke about Auburn, Ole Miss. State's got BYU. I hope we can take care of this game. If we can't, I've got some real big worries. Our wide receivers look like garbage, and the defense looks human.
Wait, y'all playing BYU?
Yeah, we did a home and home with them. Went out there last year and lost in overtime, or two overtimes maybe?
It was like a Friday.
Yeah, it was weird. I think those Mormons always play on Friday so they can go to church on Saturday and Sunday.
They schedule a pretty tough schedule for themselves.
Yeah, they're not very bright, like when they left the conference at all to play as an independent. But neither are
we. Oh, it's BYU. We'll play BYU. They're great.
Well, last year, it probably wasn't very smart to travel with that team coming out of DAC, but you sign these contracts so far in advance. Who's to say what kind of team you'll have?
Yeah, y'all didn't even know Dak was going to be good when you signed that deal.
Well, I disagree. Shout out to my buddy Gene. He called him a black touchdown Debo. So He said that he was like Tebow, but better. It's literally what Gene said when this kid was coming out of Halton at Louisiana. I remember specifically the conversation. So some folks knew it. Dan knew it. He knows how to do what he does with quarterbacks. I mean, shit, he won 7 games with Chris fucking Relf. I'm pretty sure that he knows exactly what he's doing in the quarterback position. Seems to be the
Yeah, it's looked like it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
That offense is looking good.
I don't think it's him. I don't think it's necessarily just Nick Fitz. I mean, we're one-dimensional. We don't have any wide receivers. Everyone's dropping the ball. I mean, our defense isn't exactly great. We get scored on at will. So, I mean, you can't blame the quarterback for everybody's woes.
You know who would really help y'all out? It's A.J. Brown.
God, I don't know if we necessarily – yes, he would.
He'd help y'all out. He's still leading – well, he was leading
How's he doing for y'all?
He was leading SEC and receiving y'all.
How's that worked out for your team? How's that worked out for your team?
Look, we knew we were going to be awful, Skip. I said this from the beginning of the year.
All right. Yeah. So the next topic, we'll just go straight into the NFL. Saints, let's start with you, Phil. You're the mediator. Let's start with you. Happy medium.
I'm very happy. I mean, this fucking shutout, the Saints, same sentence. What? I mean, even if it's Jay Cutler, who's just complete trash. I know I said last week that, you know, the Saints were primed for making him look good, but no, we stepped up. And although I actually didn't get to watch the game because I was doing some bullshit I'm not going to bore y'all with, but I was keeping up on Twitter, and a lot of the columnists were saying that first half was the worst half of football they'd ever seen, and there was just...
Well, then let's get Sparky in here. Sparky said he's a lifer. Sparky, did you watch the game?
I did. I was tuned in, sir. Like, first off, let me give Phil his credit, but fuck Phil. Let's bash the shit out of this fucking guy. This guy bandwagons, he fair weather. Get the fuck out of here. If you got a team, Phil, let me talk. You have a team, represent it, support it. Even with my shittiest of shittiest teams, like, still go about it. Phil's like, Yankees, he's all about who's winning. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Not
like,
true. It's not true.
Yeah, he'll correct me later. We can edit this later. He'll correct me. But anyway. But in Phil's defense, the Saints have always fucking sucked. I've been a fan since I was little. And, like, my mom, she danced with the Saints in 1977. And, like, she's been a big supporter. She didn't know what the hell she's doing. Shout out to my mom, Saint Stations, Bona Me Dancers. Anyway.
We're going
to
need some of those pics of her dancing.
Kim, that's just creepy.
No, but she's a good-looking woman. I could get drunk. So, like, but either way, like, so for a long time, like, the Saints, when they suck, put your bags in your head, we suck, and, like, that's all we're used to. Like, when we have a couple wins, like, we get a little steam. But, yeah, we generally do suck, but it's great seeing us turn around. Like, I did watch the game, and I'm glad we won.
Are we there? Are y'all there? I mean, after a month, is that not fair sampling? I mean, are y'all good, or are you just an 800 or 500 club being 8-8 or something like that?
I think we're definitely not bad. I think I can't give us good yet, but, I mean, look at our schedule compared to what the Falcons and Panthers and Buccaneers had to play the first 4 games. Like, our shit was pretty brutal compared to them. So to be 2-2, I think is a big win for us, you know. But we got the Lions. We've got a bye, and then the Lions next, so it's not getting any easier.
All right. So I'll take that for what it's worth. Neither of y'all are necessarily calling y'all good, but not necessarily calling you bad. About where they stand at 2-2, that's fair. I guess we'll go to Cowboys Rams, and then we'll go to Pierce because I think Pierce is going to have the best story. I mean, Dallas just. I think the same thing I just said about Nick Fitz. We can't blame the quarterback for everything, but Dak's missing throws as well as we're not running well. Defense is garbage, and we just lost to the Rams at fucking home by giving up an ungodly amount of points. I mean, Jesus. I'm kind of nervous about how good we are.
Yeah, y'all made Jared Goff look like a fucking Pro Bowler, and this dude was talking – everybody's talking about him being a bust.
I know.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Shut the fuck up. No way that he can be.
He's pretty good.
Our defense is like full of rookies and third stringers. We look like, I mean, a college group out there. We're just not playing well.
Oh, they're bad. The Cowboys D is definitely bad. That is for
damn sure. Well, aren't y'all starting that linebacker that like's got the most torn up knee like of all
the
like,
dead
ever,
foot.
You know, the could be able to walk
yeah,
again.
Yeah, dead foot where he didn't have any nerves in his feet. So they're like, yeah, that's going to be a career ender, buddy. He's like, nah, I'm going to learn to get it all. Turns out he learned how to walk, learned how to tackle, forgot how to learn how to fucking pass coverage, and it's just burning the shit out of Dallas.
Well, you know, that comes in time. He just needs to be comfortable on his new foot. Oh, same foot. But You know, it's kind of like a new foot if you didn't have had it before.
Looks like Lieutenant Dan out there on the fucking field.
Yeah.
But let's go to the fun game for the weekend, which was the Monday night.
Oh, wasn't that just a load of fun last night?
God Elaborate damn, for us how much fun you had, Pierce.
Well, I think the Skins are better than I thought. I know I talked a bunch of shit about them a couple weeks ago, but sitting at 2-2 and looking at the rest of the division, it's not so bad. Because I definitely had...
Oh, they're in it.
We're totally in it. The Raiders game I had is a loss. Hey, we went to the Rams, and guess what happened in that game? So that means we're automatically better than the Cowboys. The Eagles beat us.
Listeners can't see your flashing of a W.
Oh, y'all couldn't see my W. My bad. So, yeah, for the record, I just flashed a W at Skip because the Redskins went to the Rams and beat them. And the Rams, you know, we all know what happened on Saturday. But, I mean, Sunday. But, yeah, I feel good about it. The Giants are trash. They're 0-4. The Eagles, they're a formidable foe, but we get them again in 2 weeks, actually. And it's a Monday night, so you never know what happens on Monday night in the nation's capital. So, we'll see what happens, man. I think the division's a possibility.
All right. That's pretty high hopes.
We picked the Giants to win that division in their 0-4, so...
I mean, it's terrible. Okay, so another thing I want to say, just as a quick aside, I'm never making preseason predictions again. I'm waiting till week one, and those are going to be my picks. Because, like, I feel like I had it pretty hammered out after week one. After week two, I kind of knew for sure.
That's what they need to do with college football, too. Like, why the fuck is there a preseason top 25? That's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb. Because, I mean, they're going to be right on most of it because, you know, it's kind of easy to figure out. But they're just brutally wrong on others.
Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of saw the Falcons being good, but did anybody see – and the Chiefs being, you know, good but not the greatest or the best?
By the way.
The Falcons seem to be pretty damn good.
No, they're not.
They did not look good.
Well, they lost Julio went out. Then Sanu went out. Half their fucking weapons are gone. Dude, I still think they're probably better than the Saints and probably better than the Panthers.
I've watched every game of theirs, dude. They should have lost to the Bears. The Bears dropped 2 game-winning touchdown passes against them. 2. They blew out the Packers, and then they should have lost to the fucking Lions, and then they just lost to the Bills. So, sorry, I don't think they're a very good team. And Matt Ryan can go fuck himself.
For those of you that don't recognize what just happened, Phil was just being a fan and talking shit about a rival. That was amazing, Phil.
He never does that because he can't figure out who the rivals are in every division.
Oh, God, Phil just gave like an honest assessment of his team as a fan there, I felt like. And that was beautiful. Way to go, Phil. This is why the Falcons suck. And they were all valid points, but I think that's a lot of your fandom talking. Because NFL, people just look like shit one week and they look great another week. If Julio comes back and...
Oh, no. Right. The Falcons don't suck.
The Falcons are fine. They're still going to win 11 games.
They didn't deserve to be 3-0. I mean, they just didn't.
No, they didn't. And they got what was coming to them this week. And that's how the NFL
works. Yeah, they were due a loss. But does that mean Buffalo? Or is Buffalo good? Because they beat the Broncos.
Buffalo's good.
They went 1-1 in the big butthole. Yeah. I mean, you know they're not bad.
You know who's not good is fucking New England's defense. They are atrocious. Like, I don't know what happened there. Like, maybe they weren't great last year, but that defense fucking sucks. Cam Newton. Look like a goddamn Heisman Trophy winner or something.
Well, I think they missed Dante Hightower in the middle. They've missed him. Dante Hightower in the middle has not helped. And then Gilmore is going to have to learn how to play cornerback in the system.
Yeah,
so.
A linebacker's not going to help the secondary.
You think Belichick and that defensive coordinator ain't going to fix that shit?
Yeah.
They got to make some moves. They do look like shit. Every game has gone over so far. I mean, it's just been a
every game has gone over.
I know my overs.
They've got the worst defense in the league, and they're still 2-2. So,
they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not sitting here saying the Pats aren't going to make the playoffs, but
you know who else is going to make the playoffs? The Houston motherfucking Texans. My pick for the AFC South.
Yeah, I know. I was going to give you some credit on that this week. Deshaun Watson's really good.
Yes.
That guy's a champ, man. He's a champion. Heart of a champ, man. Don't underestimate it.
Yeah, that's another one of your Clemson dick-sucking sessions from our
So I'm big on Clemson now, yeah.
Uh-huh. He's thrown some pretty terrible interceptions, but, like, all the outstanding plays he makes just, you know,
Well, they score 58 points. When's the last time you saw an NFL team almost score 60? Maybe when the Saints.
That's the last time
the Patriots.
Was that like a career high for the Texans franchise?
Yeah, well, it's a franchise record, I believe.
Yeah. But, yeah, so let's talk about a couple other games this weekend, see if we can kind of cross our way, and a couple big injuries that I wanted to touch on. And, of course, I'm going to give my weekly harp about Kaepernick.
Oh.
This week, can Dallas beat Green Bay?
Where is the
They
game?
Lose to him every year in the playoffs. It's in Dallas.
Maybe. I'm still not impressed with Aaron Rodgers because I think he's a prick.
What?
I don't think he's a prick. I just don't like him. I'm impressed by him. I mean, personality-wise. He's a quarterback. He's good. But fuck the Packers.
Well, he was
apt analysis by peers.
So, you know, all I know is his family thinks he's a prick. And if your family doesn't like you, I mean, he's going to like you.
I think, he makes it sound like he fucking told his family to piss off that they're all assholes.
What, if your family hated you, isn't that how you tell the story too? Well, it's really them. It's not me. Of course you'd say that. Come on. That's the oldest trick in the book. That's day one I'm hated. I got a feeling
Pierce has learned this. This a learned.
That's day one for a non-millionaire. This dude's a fucking multi-millionaire. I'm sure his fucking family are like, gimme, 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 gimme.
Yeah, maybe, but who says they're just like poor in the first place? Like they're all right.
Who cares if they're poor or not? You still be like, oh, that dude's got $60 million. Let me ask him for a fucking million.
Some people just love them unconditionally, Phil. Not everyone just loves family members for money like me and you.
I'm going to tell you right now that if I had like $80 million and my sister asked me for anything in the world, I would give it to
her. I'd give it to her every time. But I think my parents have to love me even if I'm not rich.
Yeah, my mom, holy shit.
What if she comes back? What happens if she comes back 10 more times asking for another?
Well, I have $80 million or $100-something million, so it doesn't fucking matter.
I don't know. We've painted this family like they're like dead broke. One of them was the goddamn Bachelor and is now on like Game Day. Like, this family is
a network.
Yeah, they went to free school. One of them went to Vanderbilt and the other one went to Cal. I have a sneaking suspicion they didn't grow up in like the south side of L.A. like Richard Sherman.
That's my whole point. Like, something really bad had to happen. You know, like, it has to be more than it's like, oh, they're asking me for money. Grandma's being a bitch. Could she just die already? Come on, Dad. Just smother her with a pillow.
Yeah, I think this is all
right. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I agree with, at least this week, I agree that Aaron Rodgers is a prick and the Cowboys are going to win. So we'll continue on and quit bashing people's families.
That's my favorite. I love bashing people.
Yeah.
Come on.
So speaking of games and teams that
that's why I'm hated.
True.
That's why I know about all the hate stuff. So, like, I'm real adept at that.
So there's a couple games this weekend that are like 0-4 teams. And then there's a couple games that are kind of fun just because of the division. And then you have Carolina at Detroit. Carolina, obviously, Phil may be a fan this week because the Saints are 2-2. Phil, what's your take on what's going to happen with Carolina this week?
Man, I don't know. I mean, their offense was pathetic the first 3 weeks, and then they – you know, it was against the worst defense in the league last week, so we may need to pump the brakes on the offense being back and Cam being back and whatnot. Detroit's, they're good. They are a good team. So that's going to be a good game.
Who are you going to pick, though?
Detroit's always in down-to-the-wire games.
Well,
so
they're
both
good teams.
I got the Lions winning with a field goal as time expires.
How far? 50-yarder?
Nice. Okay.
Prater with a 55-yarder.
Ooh, I love it.
As long as he's not drunk, he can hit the ball really well. So that's I like that prediction. You know, we got a couple other games, a little West Coast game that Pierce can touch on. If Seattle, L.A., can Seattle get back in the saddle? And is L.A. actually good or is the Cowboys just bad?
I think the Cowboys are just bad. And I think L.A.
Fuck y'all.
I think L.A.'s a lot better. Dude, Jared Goff, he didn't just look good against the Cowboys. He's looked good all year. They've been pretty good. He's probably going to be the most improved player in the league if they continue at this pace they're on.
Do they have legit?
I don't know if a number one pick can be the most improved player. I guess they can. Whatever.
Do they have that award for NFL?
What, most improved player? Yeah, fuck yeah, they do. That's like a staple in every league. Yeah, you got to make somebody feel
good. Are you serious? This is a society of like rich millionaires. You know they love giving each other awards, patting each other on the back,
making him feel good. Look, he's improved. He's been through a lot. Give him this award that means fucking nothing.
Aaron Rodgers probably wins shittiest son every year.
Aaron Rodgers does not win any humanitarian awards. That's for goddamn sure. Like, okay. Another thing.
We don't know that for a fact.
He was, Olivia Munn, like, he pissed her off so much, she started fucking Nick Swardson. I mean, that guy is a fucking loser. Right?
I don't know who that is.
Nick Swardson?
I know who Nick Swardson is. That's the kid. He has the bed car in Grandma's
Boy. He's hilarious.
He's great. No, I love him.
Yeah, but if you get cucked by this guy, then that says something bad. But at the same time, I don't read page six, so I don't know the intricacies of the relationship. So I'm going to leave that one to
Pierce. I'm not talking shit. I think Nick Swardson's funny. I think Bucky Larson was pathetic. But when he's in other people's shit, he's really good. So, yeah, the Grandma's Boy, the race car bed. I was really behind on Grandma's Boy. I didn't see that for, like,
dude,
10 years after.
He came to New Orleans and, like, he crushed it, like, just seeing the comic. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not on the level of Aaron Rodgers. It was basically my point. Like, she's dating some fucking low-rent comedian and just to get back at him because he's a Vikings fan. That's the level she's on.
He's a Vikings fan?
He's a Vikings fan.
Yeah, he's a Vikings fan. Yeah, he got pictures all over his Instagram in Vikings gear.
Nice. Anyway, well, he's a drunk, and I appreciate his work. It's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. But, she's really scraping the bottom of the barrel there, so Aaron must be a douchebag. Anyway, just another second point why people hate Aaron Rodgers. There's another one.
Yeah, okay. So no longer do we just pick on Phil, but oftentimes we will pick on Aaron Rodgers and Butch Jones. Our list is growing.
It's going to be an extensive list. I should probably start keeping track of it now that we got three people on it. Can you give me a list again? I only remember two, Skip.
No, what's it called? That's fine. Let's do a little injury report. Mariota gets hurt. Derek Carr breaks his back. And that means that, what's it called?
I got it.
What's it called? So then, how's Kaepernick still not have a job? Sorry, y'all. Pierce was writing shit down. why does Kaepernick not have a job, but EJ Manuel and Brandon Whedon have jobs? Like, this is getting absurd.
Nobody wants the media circus. Just like, I mean, Tebow could probably have a job in the league. Like, he could probably be a third stringer somewhere. Nobody wants to deal with him being the third stringer. So, I don't know. It's unfortunate because Kaepernick should be in the league. But, no, it's not because of his actual political stances. It's because just there's too much media involved with him.
I get you. I feel you on that. So let me ask you a question. What happens to these teams now that, Tennessee is little. Brandon Whedon's mildly retarded. At the same time, Mariota's not nearly as hurt, so as Carr at least. How did these teams, I know y'all picked the Titans preseason. Pierce, you picked
the
Carr preseason.
I know. I fucking
did
it.
Did it.
Selections.
It's okay. We're doing a learning experience. But, now you're talking about two division winners are leaders is what you were hoping for. Their quarterbacks are down. What do we expect to happen?
Well, I didn't expect the Texans to be this good. But I still think – how long's Mariota out for? I didn't even look.
I don't know if he's –
couple weeks.
Too long.
He's week to week.
Right. The Titans can hang in there and keep it respectable for a couple
weeks.
Well, Brandon Whedon, isn't it?
They signed Brandon Whedon today, too.
Oh, so Castle was the backup already? Okay, but the thing with the Kaepernick thing is...
Like two or three picks, and they were almost... That's why they scored 50-whatever. I mean, Watson had a day, but they also scored a couple defensive touchdowns.
To that game. But, okay, so the question is... Well, the Red Zone channel was like, we're only going to show this game when they score touchdowns because it was just such a fucking blowout. But my thing with Kaepernick is, y'all say the media circus. Like, the media is already a circus. Everybody, all they're talking about is the anthem. Like, why is bringing him in going to add fuel to that fire that everybody's already talking about?
He started it. He's the poster boy.
Yeah, but what does it matter? Like, they're already talking about it. Is it really going to be that big of a deal? The guy's obviously better at quarterback than these other guys. Like,
yeah, would you rather win games?
Makes money. If your team just tanks, people are going to quit showing up. You really think they're going to quit showing up and watch a good team if just because Colin Kaepernick's the quarterback?
Well,
maybe Tennessee, because those people.
As one of y'all mentioned earlier, Tennessee. Yeah, people
maybe.
Probably would not go.
Yeah, that is true. So we won't get too deep into the woods of that.
Please.
So both those teams are. Carr being out and EJ Manuel in there, they're fucked. So Kansas City looks good. Denver looks good. It looks like my and Pierce's pick to win the AFC is going down in smithereens pretty quickly.
But I'm glad I ignored the Patriots because I do not think the Patriots are going to win the AFC. So.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't pick them because at least we looked like we knew something and we just got bit by the injury bug.
Yeah, I had a little bit of an idea, but then Derek Carr got hurt. Never mind. The Raiders.
Let's get into
how much is that seriously hurt, though?
I mean, who, Carr?
Yeah, it's
pretty bad. He fractured a vertebrae in his back, I think.
I thought it was only like a couple week injury. But
I think, you know, kind of we can go through in summation. Like they said, Sparky, I appreciate you coming on. To the viewers or the listeners, please don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review 5 stars, 5 stars only. Please let us know what you think of the Booger Eaters and the guests and all of that jazz. And we'll definitely have Sparky back, and you know, hopefully we'll have him bring some of his buddies from the team with him as well. But so y'all tune in next week. Of course, get any criticism we greatly appreciate. And then don't forget to follow us online at Instagram and Twitter. It seems to be picking up some steam at @LNO_podcast. For Insta and whatever, and Twitter, LNO podcast.
Yeah, just type in LNO blah.
Yeah, you'll find.
Yeah, and it's real creative. It's an N instead of and. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, but that's how we do it. We don't spell words completely, so check it out.
Yep, but that's the end of the episode, and we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Hail State.